Hey loves, and welcome back to On The Talks. Today's episode is all about something really important, and that is confidence. Specifically, how you can have confidence in yourself and in your own skin, which is otherwise known as self-confidence. The idea that sparked this episode was actually a question from one of our fellow listeners. Let's take a listen at what she asked.
Hi, Anna. I was wondering if you have an advice for girls your age about how to be confident. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sandra, for asking that question. I'm really flattered that you're asking for my advice. As for the answer, there's several categories that we're going to go through about different types of confidence. The first one is day-to-day confidence. The most common mistake that people make with this kind of confidence is that they hold themselves to these standards that they don't need to be held to. This is like thinking like, oh, I can't be confident in my body because that person is skinnier than I am, or I can't be confident because her hair is prettier than mine and her teeth are whiter and straighter and blah, 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 blah. All of these things are standards that you're holding yourself to. You're like, when I look as pretty as her, I can be confident. But that is not how it should be. You should be able to feel super confident about yourself and in your own skin. You have to realize that you are one in a million, and you are an original and bringing so much to this world. You should be totally confident. There's always going to be people that don't like you and that are trying to bring you down, but what can get to them the most is when you are confident. Just be happy with who you are and don't try to be anybody else. It sounds so much easier when said rather than done, but I have faith in you that you can do it. You have to be comfortable with yourself before you start comparing yourself, or even don't compare yourself at all. That just leads to disaster. The second type of confidence we are talking about is how you can make big things happen, how you can have an impact on your world. If you are standing for something, you have to fight for it. You cannot back down. Think about all the people that made change happen in the past, in history, all those great people that we know now. They didn't get anywhere from listening to the rules of society telling them what they can and can't do. If you are trying to make something happen, you have to use your day-to-day confidence and you cannot give up. The second thing that I need you to think about is it may seem like the odds are against you because they might be. This leads me into discrimination. There is always a certain amount of discrimination against you, whether this be because you are male or female, which one you are, or your sexual orientation, if you are LGBTQ, if you are non-binary, maybe because of your race, because of the color of your skin. These are all barriers that people have towards making change happen. But so many great people in history have overcome these things, and I think that you can do the same. I also wanted to share with you some inspirational speeches that I've heard. I'm only going to share one today, but you can expect more from me in future podcasts episodes. This is a speech called Still I Rise by Maya Angelou.
You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainty of tides. Just like hope springing high. Still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh, as if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling and bearing in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, wow. There I go.
Wow, Maya Angelou sure is inspiring, isn't she? You can be just like her. If you want to change the world and you have confidence armed by your side, you can do anything that you set your mind to. Thank you so much for listening to my second episode of Anna Talks. I know that this isn't exactly on a schedule of when each podcast episode will come out. Soon I will have some sort of schedule of publishing each episode established, but for now it's going to be a little bit scattered, so bear with me. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to always be confident. See you next time. Bye.